here's a story from The World.
This weekend in Paris, history was made.
This rider is about to win the Tour de France.
As a 21-year-old cyclist became the youngest winner of the Tour de France in nearly 120 years. And the first ever from Slovenia. Slovenian Tadej Pogacar basically wrapped up the race on Saturday in the second-to-last stage.
This is a ride that is absolutely breathtaking.
Pogacar crushed his main competitor, another Slovenian, 30-year-old Primož Roglič. So, another record there. Two Slovenians in first and second place at the end of the 2020 Tour de France. Miro Miškulin is the general manager of the Rog Ljubljana Cycling Club, where Pogacar first trained as a boy. Miro joins us from the Slovenian capital, Ljubljana. What was the secret to this explosion of Slovenian cycling power at the Tour de France this year, Miro?
Look, Slovenia have only 2 million people, and yesterday we had two at the top of the Tour de France. This is really unbelievable.
What was the reaction in Ljubljana yesterday, and is the kind of excitement still continuing today?
Yes, a lot of people watched this battle between two Slovenians, and it was really interesting.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're talking about the battle there, which, the drama was really on that second-to-last stage on Saturday between Pogacar and the other Slovenian who'd been in the lead, Roglic. What did you see happen between those two riders?
Look, I think that younger Tadej has much better recovery than Roglic.
When you say recovery, you're talking about the ability to come off of a really grueling stage of the Tour and just really perform great the next day.
Yes, yes. To be fresh next day.
Well, it's 22 yes. years old versus 30 years old. When it comes to Pogacar, the victor in the Tour de France, I mean, you were seeing him develop as a young cyclist. Tell me about that.
He came here when he was 10 years old boy and first started his brother. And today watched him and he said, oh, this is nice sport. And he came to us and start to train. Yes, he was good. He was really, he was small, thin, little boy. But he was good in the climbs at the start.
Did you see in him the quality of a cyclist who you thought maybe at the time could someday win the Tour de France?
We knew that he's good, but not so good, you know. Because, okay, he won some hard races when he was a junior. And that was good sign for him to be good on the real Tour.
Miro, you were a cyclist yourself at one point, but since 93, you've worked more off the bike and coaching and managing. How meaningful is it to finally see a Slovenian with the yellow jersey, with the championship of cycling's most prestigious race?
This is something that we dream about, because so little nation... almost impossible. Before, yellow jersey was in the shoulders of big nations, not small.
Miro Miškulin, the general manager of the Rog Ljubljana Cycling Club, speaking with us from Ljubljana. Miro, congratulations on this great day for Slovenian cycling.
Thank you. Thank you very much.